the great Greek philosopher Aristotle spoke of the transcendent third. Here's what he meant. He meant that a friendship will endure only in the measure that the two friends fall in love, not so much with each other, but together with a transcendent third, with some good that lies beyond the two of them. So think of two friends who together love their country, who together love the truth, who together love beauty. And maybe it's films or books or whatever it is. But they move out of simply a shared egotism. Because Aristotle said that's what a friendship will devolve into unless some transcendent good pulls the friends outside of themselves. And the irony is, the paradox is, it's that transcendent third kind of friendship that will actually last. If the two friends or two lovers, let's say, simply fall in love with each other, in time that relationship will devolve. I think that's one of the keenest insights in the history of philosophy when it comes to friendship and to relationship. Can I suggest that the Catholic liturgy senses much the same thing when it has us pray, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth." That's a formula, if you want, for joy, for peace, for success. When God is given glory in the highest, then peace obtains among us. When together we fall in love with a transcendent good, namely the good of God, then we tend to have peaceful relationships. The trouble again is, if we're simply trying to establish relationships among ourselves, they will tend to devolve into bickering and ultimately into division, warfare. Glory to God in the highest, then peace will break out among us. Now, I want to bring this down to earth a bit now from Aristotle and the liturgy to something very pragmatic. Years ago, when I was doing full-time parish work, I'd work with engaged couples. So young people would come to the parish and they're preparing for marriage in the Catholic Church. So I'd get to know them, we'd chat and so on, and then we'd move into more serious conversation. I would ask them eventually some version of, "Why do you two want to get married in church?" So you can get married in front of the Justice of the Peace, you can get married in a civil context. But why do you want specifically to be married in the Catholic Church? Well, they would kind of hem and haw and give different answers, but usually they'd come up with some version of, "Well, because we love each other." I would smile, typically, and I would say, "Well, that's great. I'm delighted you love each other. But that's not a good reason to get married in the Catholic Church. I mean, if you love each other, you could announce that before the judge. You could celebrate that out in the forest. I mean, that's a good thing. But it's not a good enough reason to be married in the Catholic Church." And they'd sort of look at me puzzled. And I would invoke this very principle. Say, to get married in the Catholic Church, that is to say, before God, what you're saying is, we've discerned that together we are in love with God, and we've discerned that God, for his purposes, has drawn us together. It's not just the two of us met, the two of us like each other, the two of us fell in love. No, it's something stranger, more mysterious than that. It's that God has, for his purposes, drawn us together so that we might find our salvation in each other's presence, and that together we might fulfill a common mission. When you have discerned that, I would say, then you're ready to stand at the altar before God and his people and say, you know, "Lord, we're being married in your presence." That's falling in love with a transcendent third now in the fullest sense. Now, this is why Fulton J. Sheen, many years ago, wrote a book called Three to Get Married. And it's the same idea. I mean, he knew Aristotle, too. It's not just the two people. That's not enough. Not just husband and wife who love each other. There has to be a third involved, namely God. Together we fall in love with God. Together we've surrendered to God's purposes. Now we're ready for a Christian marriage. Now, just, you know, broaden that out. All the ways now that we seek, you know, relationship, we seek friendship. always keep this Aristotelian principle in mind, and I think you'll walk a much happier path. If we're simply looking for love, period, that won't be enough. You'll be looking for love in all the wrong places. What you should be looking for is God's will, God's purpose, and then find somebody who is as in love with that purpose as you are. Now you've found someone to love.